Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We have studied together 13 lessons about unity, unity in Christ. Unity doesn't develop by itself. You have to do something about it. It's hard work. And when it has been installed, then you will discover, oh, preserving it takes a hard time too. It's, in a way, like a marriage. At first you have a hard time in trusting, in finding out, is it the person I want to marry? Does he, does she really love me? Will we stay together? And then, ah, you have succeeded. We are married. We've experienced the wedding day. And then, after this, you discover, oh, having been married doesn't mean that every day is a love story again. And it's the same with unity. You have to work on this. You do not have the time when you say, now, forever. It's like concrete, strong, solid. No, it's soft. It's like water. You move it, it moves. And when you want to get hold of it, it's like air. In all these units, we have discovered there is an enemy for unity, the devil. He doesn't like unity at all. And Jesus wants to restore unity among us. The longest prayer of Jesus we have in the Bible is about this theme. This tells me something. His longest prayer is about unity. That the disciples will be one. And that those who will be followers because of the witness of the disciples for the next centuries and centuries and centuries, that all those followers will be united too. It is the longest prayer of Jesus we have in the New Testament. This tells me it's hard work. And it can only be of success when the Holy Spirit creates this unity. Without the Holy Spirit, no chance at all. Yeah, Holy Spirit, where are you? How can I catch you? I want to be filled with you. How does that work? There is a secret for being filled. Think of your mobile phone. There's power in it. You don't need any wire. It's wireless. You just talk. For how long? Until the power is gone. And then you need time for loading up this energy again. And if you think, I don't have time for loading up, I want to talk, then you will discover you will not talk anymore. Beep, 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 gone. You need the time loading up the energy. And as you need it for your mobile phone, you need it for yourself in the relationship to Jesus. You need this time, being together with him. That energy comes into you, that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. If you are not filled, you will have problems in the relationship to him, in the relationship to others, like the cross. This here cannot just hover around. It needs something to be fixed on. Without the relationship to God, to Jesus, you cannot have a relationship in unity with others forever. So, take this into your brain. I need time of loading up. I need time for being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's time. It's not just a wish. Oh, it would be good to be filled. Oh, it would be good if your mobile phone doesn't have any more power. It would be fine if there were more power, but it isn't. And what's the only help? Time to get in contact with power. It's the only possibility. There's nothing else. If you try this or that, nothing will work. So if you only change one habit and start with a new habit, saying from now on, every day I will be together with my Lord for 1 hour, studying his life, studying the Acts of the Apostles, studying the prophets, and especially studying the life of Jesus. And most important, his last week here on earth, before his crucifixion. Study these themes. And a wonderful help for this is the book of Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages. When you do this, your desire will be stilled. You will experience the following three aspects. Your trust in Jesus will grow. Mistrusting leads to sin, trusting to holiness. Second point, if you take an hour each day, your love towards Jesus will grow. Of course, if you have love towards him, everything is possible. If your trust grows in him, if your love to him grows, then, as a third aspect, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the end of all of this, you will be saved. And that's what we're aiming for, isn't it? Do you have this time, this silent time with him, an hour a day? Then you will succeed. That's the secret, the most important secret.